Welcome everyone to Fearless Friday, where I offer a quick tip, exercise, or just a thought on how you can live more for yourself. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ritter, leadership and career coach at Live For Yourself Consulting, where we coach and guide individuals to create a career they can love. Remember, today is your day, and how can you make it fearless? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fearless Fridays. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ritter. I'm a leadership and career coach that guides others to create a career they can love. So if you're in a position that doesn't really feel right to you, if you want to unlock your professional superpowers and apply them to your current job and to all the jobs to come, send me a message. Let's have a conversation. Today, I want to discuss high performers or talented individuals. This may be you. It probably is if you're listening to this video. Well, you are 13 times more likely to leave a job. 13 times. Leaders, if you're paying attention to this, take a look at who works for you right now, who's talented, because they're 13 times more likely to leave. That's dangerous. Why does that happen? What's going on in your mind if you're one of those people or leaders? What do you think's going on in your direct's minds? When you are highly talented, you seek growth. You seek challenge. You live off of it. You feed off of it. You breathe it. And most jobs tend to hit a certain peak. And not all leaders or managers are empowered to help that person grow, either through like horizontally or vertically, right? With skills, experience, mentorship, or in positions, or in money. And not all people believe they can do that for themselves. It's kind of a double edge. The leader needs to understand that they're empowered to craft the job for the high performer. And the high performer needs to understand they're responsible for sharing with the leader, as well as crafting their own job, to ensure that they're in a place that can cause them greater levels of happiness where they don't have to leave. Because it is so much easier to grow where you are than to grow somewhere else. It may not seem that way, but with the right steps, with the ability to craft your job, with the ability to have an open and honest conversation with your manager, if you can make that happen where you're at, how much more quickly could you grow? That doesn't mean that you should leave, but it means that when you feel like leaving, maybe your first look shouldn't be out the door. Your first look should be, how do I create an opportunity here for myself? How do I have this conversation with my manager? How do I schedule meetings with skip levels and with people cross-functionally in other departments that are more senior than me? Shoot, how do I schedule a meeting with the CEO to have a conversation? How do I prove to others that I want more? How do I act for myself instead of wait for someone to give it to me from another opportunity? And leaders, how are you having these conversations with your directs? The highly talented individuals that might leave. Let's make our current jobs more fulfilling. Let's take control of our career and live more truly for ourselves. So get out there, everyone, and live fearlessly. If you have any thoughts and comments, be sure to use the links in the show notes to send a message my way. Thank you all for being here. Keep on living for yourself.